And so if I ask you, is that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say no.
It ain't me, or it wasn't me. You probably would be told it wasn't me.
Okay. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Scrap or a sample to use as a little pattern for what she wanted.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress was very...
pretty, becoming.
And what you'd wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Oh, apron. Always.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
To
sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place?
Pen.
And you'd say a dime is worth...
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
His tie and collar, probably. Suit.
If he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
Brand new suit.
What were the parts of the three-piece suit?
Oh, he would have his coat and his vest and his pants if he had a three-piece suit.
Any other name for pants?
Trousers, but pants is more common here than trousers would be.
What did men used to wear to hold their pants up?
Galluses, suspenders.
Okay. And what they'd wear working around the barn?
Overalls.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run inside and...
Get my coat, my jacket.
And what it to me.
And bring it to me.
So you say so. He went in and he...
Got my jacket, my coat, and he brought it to me.
And he'd say, here I have what you...
I have brought you your jacket or coat, whatever.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
Bulge.
And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It fit okay.
And you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it...
Drawed up.
Okay, or another way of saying that?
Shrunk.
Okay, and every shirt I've washed recently has...
Shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't...
Shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
Dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Maybe. Maybe you say he likes to go well dressed.
What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
She's primping.
Do men do that?
Not normally. You don't think of a man primping. They do, but they don't get accused of it as much as women.
What would you call a man who's real vain?
He would end up being called a sissy if he was just overdone just a little bit.
What about jelly bean? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah. Not too frequently, but it is a term that you use, jelly bean.
What did it mean?
That he was kind of overdressed and overdone for the occasion.
Would it be insulting or teasing?
It would not be. It would more or less be teasing. It wouldn't be. It wouldn't be a compliment. Not a sincere compliment.
And what did people used to carry their coins in?
Well, coin purse. But I don't know of anything else that comes to my mind right offhand, Barbara.
And something of people, women would wear around their neck, a lot of things strung up together.
Beads.
Okay, you'd call that a what of beads?
String of beads.
And what you'd wear around your wrist?
Would be a bracelet.
And what you'd hold over you when it rained?
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed?
Your pajamas or gown?
Or on a bed.
Oh, on the bed, your bedspread.
Do you remember something that people used to make, like a bedspread?
Well, they made quilts.
Mm-hmm.
And still use them and still do make them some, not too much.
People make quilts around here?
Mm-hmm. My mama takes a big spell of wanting to. She likes to put tops together. She doesn't like to quilt, but she likes to sit down and take those little scraps and put them together and make quilt tops. I guess she has...